This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Adonna Kerr. She's the 2012 Art Prize winner. How are you today, Adonna?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. So first of all, congratulations on winning Art Prize.
Thank you.
So is it sunk in yet that you've won?
Kind of. I'm definitely much more aware of things now than I was on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, I can imagine it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, but it's finally hitting me, and I'm just so amazed.
Well, that's so exciting. Elephants is a pretty elaborate piece. When did you begin laying the groundwork for it?
I began the piece a year and a half ago. I don't really do sketches or anything like that.
Really?
I've been thinking about it since I was pregnant with my daughter. I knew I would do the theme of elephants. So the way that I draw is I just kind of take my sock and lay out a large form on the paper and just go from there and see what happens.
So it's kind of a free flow to it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it just changes and it grows, and a lot depends on the mood that day when I get in my space to draw, and, you know, it'll tell me what to do next.
Now, is there any plan at all to where you want to go when you created the piece?
You know, I kept the theme of elephants with me through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of let all of the other things happen as things in my life started to change and happen. But that idea of elephants did carry me through the whole piece.
So why elephants?
Elephants was, I've drawn elephants before and I've always loved to draw elephants. I think when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was unable to draw for a while. And I started really becoming obsessed with elephants, reading stories about them and learning about them. And I visited all of these online, of course. I mean, animal or elephant rehabilitation centers where I saw them prosthetic limbs for elephants. And I really started to just connect with them. And that idea just, I couldn't get out of it. And I knew that when I started to draw again, that it would be elephants that I drew.
Sure. Now, I understand there's kind of a story behind some of the animals on there. Can you tell me a bit about the few of them and the ones that might stand out to folks when they see them?
Yeah. They're, all of the things on there are stories or symbols. A lot of the questions I got were on the gorilla and the orangutan on the center three panels. There is two towers, and the two towers are from my mom's my mom's from the Netherlands. They're from Holland, and they're from where she grew up.
Okay.
So I drew those, and then on the gorilla one is the date my daughter was born, and on the far right one on the orangutan is the time she was born.
Okay.
And I kind of turned them into my version of a lighthouse by adding the light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like that idea of paying homage to my history, my daughter's lineage, but also I like the idea that lighthouses can warn you from danger and at the same time they bring you home.
Okay.
So it's kind of my version of coming home.
Okay. So people who have come to see the exhibit or will come to see the exhibit while it's at the Graham still, what would you like them to come away with?
Well, there's no way for anybody to know exactly what I was thinking while I made it. It is so personal, and it was my way of working through so many things. But I hope that when people see it, then they can get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
And spend the time and just kind of forget for maybe a minute that it's just drawing on the wall. And I'm hoping that people can connect with some of the stories and some of the situations in there and just kind of get lost for a little bit.
Well, it's like a world that you can almost step into when you're there in front of it.
Yeah, and I wanted to create this environment that would allow people to do that.
Now, when you were talking to the press after winning, you spoke of a few years back you were needing to take a big risk with your art, and, well, clearly that's paid off. You won Art Prize. But what brought you to that place where you had a feeling that you needed to take a big risk?
You know, I think I'm sure everybody gets to that point where, I mean, I started a family and I was teaching, I teach elementary art and I love my job and I love my family and something had to give.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have a house and all, you know, my pets and my daughter and my job and all the things that you have to do when you have to pay a mortgage, and something had to go. And what went for me was my ability to do my own art. It was just, I didn't have the time for that. And about 2 years ago, I just realized I was becoming really unhappy and frustrated that I had so many ideas and I couldn't get them out. And that's when I had to sit down and really kind of reprioritize. Something had to give and it couldn't be my art anymore. So I just decided I was going to rearrange. I bought an espresso machine, which I'm not going to lie, helped out getting up early in the morning for me.
I can imagine.
And I just kind of started blocking out this time before my husband went to work. I would work early in the morning. I'd work late at night. I'd work on the weekends and the holidays. And my parents would come down and help me with my daughter. And I kind of just started to make that time happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it did pay off. And I'm just so amazed that it happened.
Now, I've had a chance to take a look at some of the other work on your website, and I noticed most of the subject matter is animals. Why animals?
I don't actually even know why. It's one of those things that I've always done. Even as a kid, I chose to draw animals instead of people. While I was in school, in college, my favorite classes were anatomy and life drawing, and so I love drawing the human form and the human figure, but for my personal work, I seem to like to tell a story through animals. It's the way I can relate to the world, I guess.
Now, do you have a favorite animal?
I don't really have a favorite animal. I kind of go through phases with the animals that I need to draw.
Okay.
Elephants definitely are high up there to draw. I love drawing primates and lions and you know, and just kind of love drawing all animals.
Now, since winning, are you going to go back to teaching?
I go back on Monday.
Okay.
I took this week off because I was a little bit, I just wanted to decompress a little bit and spend some time with my family. So I go back next week, and I have to kind of figure out where I am in my lesson plan. So I'm actually going on Friday to figure out where I am. But, I'll go back and kind of figure things out again.
Now, did you have a chance to explore any other art prize exhibits or venues while you were in Grand Rapids?
I did. I got to see quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I was there every day, so I would take my coffee breaks and my lunch breaks, and I'd walk around, and I got to see quite a lot of stuff and quite a big part of the city. So I always kind of moved around.
What were some of the venues and exhibits that stuck out most to you?
You know, I loved going over to the Bog. The energy there is crazy. It's so much fun.
Sure.
It was like a carnival or a fair over there. And even inside, it was just this really fun and playful place to exhibit and to go eat and to be, like, eat among the artists and the art all around you.
Sure.
The USEA was really cool. Chris the Graham was awesome. And even the little venues that I kind of bumped into, the little coffee shops and things like that, it was just such a nice surprise that even when you went to get a cup of coffee, you can look at some artwork and meet some artists.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a lot of hidden gems around town that Art Prize showed off.
Absolutely.
Now, what are some of the other places that you enjoyed while you were in Grand Rapids? Did you have a chance to get out of the downtown area and explore some other areas?
You know, I didn't really have that much time to do that. I was really lucky to get a lovely host that I just took the bus into town every day.
Okay.
So I kind of would explore the walking distance from the Graham while I was there. But things kind of just happened so fast that I would love to go back next year to experience Art Prize again, not as a competitor, but just as, you know, somebody wanting to really explore, and then I'd love to see the shore
mm-hmm.
and a couple other places around there that I didn't get to see.
Now, how did you hear about Art Prize? Did you have some friends who were artists who were in it before?
Yes. My best friend, Tara Tabinati, is, we went to grad school together at Long Beach State. We had been planning on going to Art Prize together for quite a while. We had known about it from the beginning. And I got pregnant with my daughter, and the next year she got pregnant with her son. So we kind of, you know, postponed our debut at Art Prize together until this year, and then we decided to come out there, and she was showing at the Bob.
Okay, now isn't she Mia Tavanati's sister, who was the winner last year?
Yeah, okay. she's her sister, and they're from the UP.
Okay.
Out there.
Okay.
So they had known about it, and Tara and I made a pact to go together.
Now, how long will elephants remain on display at the Graham? Do you happen to know?
I don't actually know. I do know that it will be up for the Real Surreal show that's up now.
Okay.
Or that will be opening very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I'm not sure where it will go.
Okay. And what will happen to the additional sections that you added that were on the wall and not on the paper?
I don't know. I don't know. I did offer that if it moves to a new location permanently, or at least semi-permanently, that I would be able to come out and kind of create a new environment for it so it doesn't feel so, you know, rectangular again.
Okay, okay.
So we'll have to see where it goes. I'm not sure.
Sure. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Donna Kerr. She's the 2012 winner of Art Prize for Elephants. And if you want to check out more of her work, you can check it out at AdonnaK.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Adonna.
Thank you.